Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. It is Friday, 27 March 2015. You're in the right place, as is Josh here. He is sitting in the studio today and ready to give us his profound opinions on the obvious. Right, Josh?
Yes, ma'am.
Glad to hear it. And we do want to talk about the prevailing phony story regarding the crash of Germanwings. The official story, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, is that it is the official lie. The official lie of what happened on that aircraft. And, of course, there's a lot of who, what, where, when, and why. Why would they do that? What do they have to gain from it? And why do they want everybody to believe that it was the co-pilot that did it? I'm going to give you my reasons why I think there's a huge problem with this story. I've got a whole page of things that don't make sense that made my head spin when I heard it on CNN. Now, of course, if you're watching CNN yesterday, you saw immediately at the beginning of the morning, they were just like wall-to-wall this story. No commercial breaks.
Really?
They were throwing it down your throat as fast as they could. And then they kept pushing it down all day long. Now, that's the opinion I have of how they treated the public yesterday. Here's the story, and we're sticking to it. Now, if you believe that this man just decided to down an aircraft in the side of a mountain, if you want to believe that and you're not thinking in terms of a lot of other issues, well, go right ahead.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense when you consider some of the things that I'm going to say. And I will open up the phone lines to pilots. I want to hear from you things like, can they really lock pilots out of the cockpit? Can they really? Do you really think that there's no way for them to get in, and they're out there going, let me in, let me in? Well, anyway, we will talk about all of those reasons, and I just want a heads up to any pilot out there. When I give the time for you to call in, please do. I don't care if you're a military pilot, commercial pilot, whatever. I want to hear from you on some of the things that make your head spin from this, because there are a lot of people that are coming to the conclusion that I am. It's not just me alone, but it makes me feel good that there are some other people now that are seeing this. I am astounded. I just am astounded. Other things that are big news, huge news, and I think this is one of the biggest, and I don't know that we're going to be able to have the time to cover this. I may do it a little bit later. The U.S. government now, according to the New York Times, has now apologized, saying chemical weapons were used, and, oh, gee, we're sorry, we didn't take care of you.
So,
I mean,
that's huge.
They fought every veteran for 20 years now on this issue, and now they say, yeah, we were kind of like not telling you the truth.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Get over it.
Yeah.
Buck up. Get over it. Oh, I already know of one person who committed suicide, and I happen to know that there are many other people, 59 at Camp Lejeune, that are on that list that have notified the VA they want to commit suicide, and the VA is not seeing them. So how can that be? Because, oh my goodness, the president takes a wreath over and he says, you know, we've got to recognize our troops after they're dead.
Right.
They recognize
well,
the troops.
You know, yes, sir. This is an admission of guilt, obviously.
Absolutely.
Right.
This ought to be a criminal admission. Let's put them behind bars for the rest of their natural lives.
Which to me would mean that they owe something to the families of these soldiers that, you know, have committed suicide.
Huge.
Absolutely.
They owe huge. Will they get it? No. Do they care? No. This is all about poking them in the eye and ticking them off. I'm sorry. They want to do that. And are we going to go to war in Yemen? Well, of course they say no, but why are our ships over there? We'll be back after this. 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Josh is here, but I'll let him talk too.
Oh, thank you.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, unlike the Undersecretary of the Army. And I do want to point out, this is a huge story, ladies and gentlemen. Veterans hurt by chemical weapons in Iraq get apology. Oh, like they want that. After they have been told over and over again, it's in your head. You guys just can't handle being military. You're a bad Marine. I mean, every insult you can imagine. You're a latent homosexual, and that's why you're having these medical problems. I've heard every excuse. Every excuse. Awful. Yes, it is. The Undersecretary of the Army on Wednesday apologized for the military's treatment of American service members exposed to chemical weapons in Iraq, and he announced new steps to provide medical support to those with lingering health effects and to recognize veterans who had been denied awards. Oh, like we're going to give them all an award now and they'll be happy because that's all they care about. These guys have died, ladies and gentlemen. There's very few of them that are alive that were sprayed with the chemical weapons in a significant way. But remember, how many years did the DOD, since 1991, deny that chemical weapons were used?
Right.
Mm-hmm. 91 to 01, 01 to 11, 11 to 15.
Right, 24 years.
Wow. 24 years they waited for these guys to die. Just like they did with Agent Orange. Oh, we did figure out that, yeah, Agent Orange was a problem. So now, anybody out there that's still alive that isn't racked with cancer, come forward and we'll give you some kind of a pittance and an award to make you feel better, because that's all we have to do is buy you off with an award. So now they're giving this poor guy who was messed up with mustard gas, and he still is, because it doesn't go away, by the way, we're going to give you a Purple Heart. It just is so disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. Undersecretary Brad Carson acknowledged that the military had not followed its own policies for caring for troops exposed to old and abandoned chemical munitions. No, not old and abandoned chemical munitions. Munitions that were sold to Iraq just prior to the Gulf War so that they would be used on our troops. You don't hear that from very many people, do you? Well, I did a radio show in Florida this week, and I want to say that I personally believe that because the talk show host was within earshot of MacDill Air Force Base, Central Command, I was taken off the air. Because it was supposed to be a two-hour interview, and at an hour and a half, management came in and said they were going to air an infomercial.
Really?
And I was gone.
You're such trouble.
I know it. And I have nothing to lose, and I will say it all.
That's awesome.
And I really apologized. Coast to Coast called me the other night and wanted me to be on, and I just couldn't. I was just not able to do it at that time, and wanted me to comment on this story. This story has made me so angry as I begin to think about it, and I know of one tragic, tragic suicide. These guys just don't want to hear, yeah, we were lying to you. We were lying to you.
What? And get a Purple Heart?
Yeah.
Mean, come on.
I know. You know. These guys are not going to get any real treatment for that. But I told you all how at the Houston VA, there was a man who had mustard gas or chemical burns of some type there. And it was obvious it was chemical burns on his body, all over his upper torso. And they kept saying, oh, you're just imagining that, or it's just some weird fungus. No, you can tell what it is. Anyway, Undersecretary Brad Carson is the guy who came out and was the fall guy for this. He also said the Army had reversed a previous decision and approved a Purple Heart medal for a soldier burned by sulfur mustard gas. To me, the scandal is that we had protocols in place and the medical community knew what they were, and we failed in some cases, in all cases, because if they admitted for one, they would have to admit it for all, and implemented this across theater. That was a mistake, and I apologize for that. I apologize for past decisions, and am going to fix it going forward. Mr. Carson was appointed last fall by Chuck Hagel, then the Defense Secretary, to lead a Pentagon working group, another one, ladies and gentlemen, to identify service members who had been exposed to chemical weapons and offer them medical screening. Well, either they are dead or in prison from having committed crimes that they don't even remember doing. Anyway, the report found that insurgents had used some of the weapons in roadside bombs, that most of the episodes had never been publicly acknowledged, and the many that's a huge statement right there. The incidents had never been publicly acknowledged. Oh, it was on the Power Hour, and we have the evidence. You go to GulfWarVets.com and look at Schwarzkopf's pages. Anyway, the report found also that many troops who had been wounded by the blister or nerve agents had received substandard medical care and had been denied military awards. No, no, no. It's not the award. It's the compensation.
But that's what they're making. If you go on to read, there's this Jared Lampier who was one of the company commanders, and he said he's been burdened by a sense of guilt and failure that he had not managed to persuade the Army to award Purple Hearts to the wounded team.
Oh.
He said, it's always been a point of frustration for me and had left a really sour taste in my mouth. It's nice to feel that these guys will finally be getting what they deserved. I mean, that's what they're making about the awards.
It's not about medical care, and it's not about compensation. It's about we can throw them some
shiny trinket,
yeah,
and now you're better.
Uh-huh. And, well, they'll go away and think they're better, right, because they're just, it is so huge. This story is so huge. So I'm going to be on Coast to Coast and do a number on this, ladies and gentlemen. I already talked to one gentleman in prison this past week who is really upset about this article coming out, because it was, you know, how many times did we try to tell them, and how many times did they turn us away? A lot, ladies and gentlemen.
I think it's a good thing that they're finally admitting it, but they're
24 years
you know,
later.
To the problem is just ridiculous.
It is.
It is a slap in the face.
It is a PR move that they are trying to do damage control. Well, I'll tell you what. They have made me angry now again. And I am coming forward just like I did back in 1996. And, it, you know, the battle is on now. You guys have admitted your negligence and you are going to pay for it. Anyway, let's move on to other things before I totally lose it on that issue.
I'm glad I'm on your good side. I didn't say that.
Josh,
most of the time.
You're always on my good side. You're always on my good side. U.S. warships are in the Red Sea. Why? Because of Yemen, who we are not participating in, because we removed all of our special forces. We wouldn't do anything there.
Except bomb them. Don't we bomb them occasionally with some drone strikes
and
stuff?
Well, yeah, of course. But, I mean, who don't we bomb with drone strikes? Anyway, two United States warships stationed in the Red Sea are ready to respond to the situation in Yemen as the U.S. Department of Defense closely monitors, don't you know, wink, wink, the Houthi uprising in the country. Now, Houthis are, well, just for the sake of convenience, bad guys, since we can only have, you know, so many levels of understanding of those of us who are just not gifted like the elite. So we have Houthis, and the average person has probably never heard of a Houthi, but it's conveniently utilized in this story, and they're the bad guys in Yemen. So Yemen is going to be our target, and why? Well, because we know why. The world's greatest oil choke points. They need Yemen. But let me go to who is going to do the ground invasion. I think this is clever. Saudi and Egyptian troops. Well, Saudi slash U.S. Moments ago, AP reported that Egyptian military and security officials told Associated Press that the military intervention will go further with a ground assault into Yemen by Egyptian, Saudi, and other forces. Planned once airstrikes have weakened the capabilities of the rebels. The assault will be by ground from Saudi Arabia and by landings on Yemen's Red and Arabian Sea coast by U.S. ships. The aim is not to occupy Yemen, but to weaken the Houthis and their allies until they enter negotiations for power sharing. Can anybody not see through that story? Are we ever getting any news that is actual real news? I don't think so. I really don't think so.
I don't know. You know, this is concerning to me, to say the least.
Why?
I mean, well,
why?
Because, I mean, we're seeing, I don't know, I guess I'm looking at it as, like Brzezinski said, you know, the grand chessboard or whatever. You know, we're seeing all these moves take place, which to me speaks of major conflict in the future, you know. World War III, you know, we see Ukraine, Russia, you know, now we have Saudi Arabia going into Yemen. You know, movements like this don't take place without, you know, repercussions.
Yeah.
I guess. So it's just
that's right. That is exactly right. It is the undoing of literally of the world. It is a rearrangement of the world government, that's for sure. You know, we talked about the world's greatest oil choke points and why Yemen matters. Well, Zero Hedge says about half of the world's oil production is moved by tankers on fixed maritime routes. The blockade of a checkpoint, even temporarily, can lead to a substantial increase in total energy cost. Thus, these checkpoints are crucial to global energy security. No, they don't care about global energy security. They care about what we get, the United States gets from it. While Hormuz remains the largest choke point, Malacca is quickly becoming another area of potential problems. Well, have no fear, the United States is there. Baghdad troops take lead in the fight to take back Tikrit from ISIL. Really? Have we seen any ISIL war pictures? No. But we sure still see that one lonely guy walking through the desert with a black ISIS flag. Incredible. Or a whole bunch of guys with a whole bunch of ISIS flags in the back of a pickup truck. Whoa, that's scary.
A really nice pickup truck.
Yeah.
And in the U.S.
And that makes me realize there really is a war if they've got that many black flags together in one place.
Driving through what looks like the desert southwest of the U.S.
Yeah, right. Could be. I mean, if you were conspiratorial or anything like that. Anyway, CENTCOM Commander General Lloyd Austin and Shia militia fighters have pulled back from that area. It's the Shia versus the Sunnis. We're aiding and abetting both and wishing that they would fight together. What a deal. We'll be back after this. 4 minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Feel better? Uh-huh, that loud music. You kids like that loud music. Yeah, right. Anyway, welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. War, what is it good for? Let's see, Northrop Grumman. We could go through all the 10 top companies that make gazillions of dollars a year. And it's all about control and money and Well, that's enough right there. Yeah. That's all they need, yes. All right, let me go through some of the stories, and I want to cover some other stuff that I think is interesting. Russia warns NATO drills are a problem as the U.S. attack planes are buzzing Poland. Well, four U.S. A-10 Thunderbolt II attack planes are taking part in war games in Poland as the nation expects about 10,000 NATO forces at drills this year. Moscow says the military buildup at Russia's borders will have a negative long-term impact. Don't you like that? Nice, soft way to say, we're freaking getting ticked at you, and we are going to attack you if you don't stop it. The military exercises are supposed to come as part of Operation Atlantic Resolve, which aims at reassuring NATO allies and partners of America dedication to ensuring enduring peace and stability in the region following the recent developments in Ukraine. In other words, that might be why they are establishing underground bomb shelters in Russia. And do you know that Russians have a massive underground complex in the Ural Mountains that's been estimated to be approximately 400 square miles in size?
That is huge.
Yes, it is. Roughly as big as the inside area of the Washington, D.C. Beltway. Back in the 1990s, Clinton administration was deeply concerned about the construction of the enormous complex deep inside some mountains there, but they could never seem to get any straight answers from the Russians. Well, I think the Russians are probably being pretty straight right now and saying, because we don't like what the U.S. is doing. Greece now is getting $1.1 billion funding from the ECB, the European Central Bank. And the European Central Bank has increased the emergency funds available to $1.1 billion. Look at the money Greece is soaking up. The European Central Bank on Wednesday increased the amount of money that Greek banks can borrow under its emergency lending program. And now they have gotten up to the point of $77.8 billion.
Wow.
And there is no money. That's what's so amazing.
Well, and there's no potential to ever pay it back either.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Wow.
South Korea, oh boy, just when we thought they were our friend, right? Well, now they're seeking membership in the Chinese-backed AIIB that we talked about, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. Well, they want to join, and they want to be a key member of the China-led institution, despite Washington saying, are you sure you want to do that? Mm-hmm. So, looks like we've got us...
The lines are being drawn.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Looks like we've got some lines being drawn. The 9/11 Commission report instructs the FBI to step up fake terror plots. Now, that's the way Kurt Nemo sees it in a report that appears as agency visits Capitol Hill to defend an $8.48 billion budget request. On Wednesday, the FBI released a final report to the 9/11 Review Commission. Quote, I am pleased the Review Commission recognized the significant progress we have made to build a threat-based, intelligence-driven law enforcement and national security organization. I don't even want to talk about it. DEA agents had sex parties with prostitutes. And your point is, I mean, they did that in Colombia, and that's okay. They're, boys will be boys, yeah. You know?
Well, if it's outside of your area code.
Outside your area code. Good idea, yeah. Topeka, Kansas. What are you thinking? The police are implementing a new policy. When a cop stops you, your hands must go up.
Wow. It may be a good idea anyway. I don't know.
Yeah, you're holding your baby or you, you know, I mean.
Well, it's trigger happy and taser happy.
They are.
They are nowadays.
And they said they will make you sorry if you don't put your arms up.
Wow.
Well, they are up in arms about having to put up their arms. I want you to know. First of all, this policy was not approved by the taxpayers or we the people. No citizens got to vote on its implementation, and it is going to be enforced with potential deadly force.
That's crazy. What's
control, you know,
these
control.
Employees of ours, it'd be like, you know, if I'm sitting here telling you what to do, Joyce.
Yes. Yeah.
Basically.
Whoa, try it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And anyway, secondly, it treats all parties stopped by police as criminals. I mean, it literally is.
Right.
But that is all the psychological makeup of where we're headed. It's all by design. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, learn how to make all-natural acorn flour for self-reliance. Now let's get to some real news here, okay? Acorn flour. We'll be right back. 3 minute break. Stay tuned.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you know what life is worth, you would look for yours unheard. And now when you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah, get up, stand up, step, yeah, stand up for your rights.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 33 minutes after the hour. You know, being healthy is something we all want to believe me. And, you know, one of the things that I have learned over the past few months is that pH is so incredibly important in your body. And to know where you are with your pH, you have to test either your sputum or your urine. What?
Sputum?
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've ever heard that term.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know. I've never been in medical school or nursing.
Okay, that's your saliva, okay. Your spit.
I think it's important for people to know that.
I don't like to say spit because that's too...
Sputum?
Sputum.
Okay.
That sounds better. So anyway, so you need to either test your sputum or your urine first thing in the morning. And when you do it, you will find out what pH you are at. Mm-hmm. If you're in the 5 range... or 6 range, you're in a world of hurt. If you're in the 8 range, that is like the ultimate that you can get. And I was talking to Mark Circus about this yesterday afternoon. And I want to encourage you, it's only $7 and I think 75 cents for the testing paper. And there's about enough testing paper there to last you 6 months at least for only $7.75. But you can get it at the Power Mall. And it is a little tiny strip of paper, and all you do is just place it in your urine stream or in your sputum or spit, and you will be able to tell your pH. So I would encourage you to get that, because otherwise you're not going to know where you are. And for the longest time, I thought I was doing really, really well, and I wasn't. And I checked it, and sure enough, you can, you know, change your pH by using Willard water. That's one way, by taking certain electrolytes and things, the way you eat. But if you drink soda and coffee, you're probably not going to be able to get your pH up. It's really, really hard.
Even because I, you know, splash mine with Willard water, my coffee, every morning. And I've checked mine coming in here in the morning before, and it's, you know, around 7 or so, even after having my coffee.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Willard water, I don't
know. Oh, it does.
Maybe
it brings it up.
Thing that I'm,
no, it will bring it up. But what about overnight when you don't have the coffee or you don't have the Willard water? But it's a matter really of using diet and whatever you drink to bring your pH up. So anyway, that's available at the Power Mall. And also the book on chia seeds. And the chia seeds are on special now. Huge sale on those. 1 pound of the black chia or the white chia. Now, the white chia are the most rare, so they're a little bit more expensive. But chia seed is chia seed. And it has almost more protein and more really more nutrition in it than many, many, many items that you can get out there. So I would encourage you to get some chia seed. Use it. Cook with it. Like I said, it's got 15 times the amount of magnesium as broccoli.
Wow.
15 times. It's got 9 times the amount of phosphorus and 5 times the amount of calcium as cow's milk.
Wow.
So if you want to get your items, minerals, from another area other than an animal, this is a way to do it. 3 times the amount of protein as kidney beans. 3 times the amount of iron as spinach. Hmm. Can you imagine if Popeye had been eating chia seeds? And 2 times the amount of selenium. And 2 times as flaxseed, and 2 times the amount of potassium as bananas. And in the book that we have at the Power Mall, it has all the cool recipes like waffle and pancake mix with batter, muffins, how to sprout it, veggie and green salad with cha-cha chia dressing, fruit, nut, and chia burgers, and California Club sandwiches, roasted tomato soup, all kinds of good things available at the Power Mall. Give us a call at 877-817-9829. And those of you who ordered the programming, The Nation, Josh, you have got to see this. It is so good. You know, I told myself I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch 15 minutes of this. I'll get a drift of what's going on with this, and I won't need to watch it all. I could not turn it off.
Really?
Yeah, that's unusual for me. So Programming the Nation, it was an amazing program we did with Jeff Warrick on, you will not believe how many things are in advertisements, is all I'll say. All right, let's move on to how to make acorn flour. Now, this is a sustainable item that you might want, and we like to go to some of the lighter areas, you know, after we've been to the hard-hitting stuff. But if you're ready to enjoy a flavorful, healthy flour that's a pleasant blend of sweet and nutty, then you'll want to make acorn flour. It's an easy, affordable habit that is not only makes meals more flavorable, but it is also one that puts you on a fast track toward self-reliance. It's in the email blast. And also, 10 of the most functional foods in the world which will destroy cancer cells. Now, that is a diet right there, those cancer cells. And also, ginger, the enemy of type 2 diabetes. And why? And also, there are some animal stories that I cannot read or I'll cry. And I'm not going to do that right now. But there's some horrible animal stories, things going on, and some actions people are taking against that. So you might want to check that out. But right now, I want to move to the subject of what happened in German Wings, because I don't buy the prevailing present story. I do buy it as a lie. And I believe there's a whole lot more going on. And remember, this crash occurred when? On Wednesday, was it, I believe?
I think so.
And on Thursday morning, they knew it was the co-pilot. They knew how he did it. They knew that it was he wanted to destroy the plane. In quotes, he wanted to destroy the plane. So the co-pilot, you know, in big letters on this crawl underneath the story, the co-pilot wanted to destroy the plane. Now, we're supposed to believe this. 28-year-old kid who absolutely loved flying, was part of a flying club, and they said, and they were even asking the question on CNN last night, well, do you think he became a pilot just so he could kill people? No, I don't. And what a stupid question. I mean, now they're saying, well, we need to start questioning why all these people are killing people. Well, maybe we need to look at what drugs they're taking. If he did it, the only reason I can imagine is that somebody placed him on SSRI antidepressant pills, which, by the way, now, the FAA allows pilots to take those and fly. Are you kidding me?
Well, they have FDA approval, so no big deal.
I can't believe this, ladies and gentlemen. And they, here's why they have decided to let them fly, taking the antidepressant drugs. It's because so many of them started getting them on the QT from their own doctors that they weren't telling the FAA docs so for their flight physicals. So they decided, well, we'll tell them that it's okay to take them. You just come and tell us that you're taking them.
Oh, my gosh. That is so, really scary.
And they brought up the question last night, was he on any antidepressant drugs? Because now, supposedly, he was real depressed during a period of time, and he sought psychiatric treatment. No evidence of this, you understand. No evidence. But that's the story,
that's
and they're sticking
saying,
to
yeah.
it. Yeah. So, the other story is that, you know, he wanted to commit suicide, and now it's come out that he is really a Muslim convert. Really? And you have evidence for that? No, but they think that's the story. Now, wait a minute. Lubitz. What kind of a name is Lubitz?
Sounds German.
Well, German?
Yeah.
Jewish?
Yeah.
Isn't it a Jewish name?
I don't know.
Well, I'm not saying anything. Okay, if he wanted to commit suicide, would he go down an abandoned area of the Alps? Or would he go in a major city and make a statement? And now they have psychologists saying, well, he wanted to be known for years to come of the horrible thing that he did. You know what? I think he'd rather probably enjoy his girlfriend, get married, and have some kids. But that's my own opinion. Now the German people are saying, no way are we buying this story. They are not agreeing with this. They do not believe that he did this. And all Tuesday and Wednesday, they kept saying, Wednesday and Thursday, they kept saying, we will not disclose his religion. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
We will not disclose his religion. Really? I wonder why you're making a big issue of that. And on Thursday morning, there was a news conference with the head of Lufthansa, the president, CEO of Lufthansa, in which he came out and said the following, and this is where I have a real problem with this whole thing. He said, well, we have listened to the recording, the voice recording. Well, he said, I didn't listen to it, but I got a transcript.
Oh.
Really?
Okay.
Are you telling me, Mr. CEO, president of Lufthansa, you are coming on the air doing a news conference telling 150 passengers' families that this guy did it and all these horrible things and you didn't even listen? Are you serious? You talk about negligence. I don't
Absolutely.
Believe it. So anyway, anybody could put anything in a transcript.
Right.
And I wouldn't be trusting anybody at this point. So anyway, he comes on and he says, we've now announced that it was the co-pilot. He did drive it into the ground. They messed with the, well, he didn't say this early on. They said later, messed with the autopilot. Set it at 100 feet, other than, you know, whatever it was set at before. Really? You know all that one day into the investigation? Really? Then they said, we know that the co-pilot was conscious so that they can rule out any medical issue.
Right.
We know that he was conscious because we could hear him breathing. Are you kidding me? Does anybody know how noisy it is in a cockpit? It is incredibly noisy, and you're listening to this guy breathe. And supposedly, the pilot, the main pilot, is banging on the door to let him in.
Right.
Okay, and they say, we don't know why the pilot left the cockpit. I thought you had the voice recording. Now, surely the pilot is not going to go in a trance and move toward the door and just leave. He's going to say something like, I need to go to the head.
Right. I'll be right back.
Yeah. I'm going to go get something to drink. I'm getting up. Whatever. He's going to say something.
Absolutely.
Take over. You're in charge. And I thought they had the transcript. But they say they don't know why he left. Well, let's guess all the reasons, you know, why he was leaving. Going to the gift shop. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Let's guess all the reasons he might have been leaving. Okay. So they said, well, the co-pilot was breathing normally until the plane went into the ground. Really? And you heard that. With a pilot that was banging on the door, the cockpit noise, and then they had to drop it on the people in a horribly painful way. They could hear people screaming in the background close to the crash.
Right.
Now, when do you put that out over the air just to torture everybody that had somebody on board? We don't need to do that. We could hear the people screaming in the background, Richard Quest said. Yes, they were screaming. They were really, really screaming, Richard Quest says. You know, who Richard Quest of Central Park fame and got arrested at midnight for having a garrote around, never mind.
Yes.
But he did. He did. Okay. Now, they said he was breathing normally until the plane went into the ground. I'll tell you what. I don't care how much I was wanting to die or commit suicide or something. I think my breathing might have accelerated
absolutely,
a little bit
yeah.
as I saw the ground coming at me.
Do pilots not have like microphones or anything connected to them, or like
I don't know if
or?
The well, yeah, they have an intercom system, but I don't know if they have microphones or not. Now they do in their head. Now the military do in their headsets,
right?
And we're gonna ask for pilots to call in now and answer some of these questions. 855-995-6923. If you're a pilot, get on board right now. I want to hear from you, military and or commercial. But they said, yeah, he had normal breathing right up to the point of impact. That doesn't make any sense unless something else happened and he didn't know what was going on or whatever. Okay, but I bet you anybody, no matter, I don't care if it was Mac the Knife. I don't care if you wanted to die with everything that you had. You might go, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, normal biological functions take over. Your heart rate's going to be accelerated, and, you know, thumping out of your chest.
Everybody
whether you want to do it or not.
Bingo.
Yeah.
It's called autonomic. Yes, and it happens. Even though you know you're going to die, there's a certain reaction in your body that says, ooh, this is going to be painful. Or it may be the end. Then they kept saying the plane was obliterated. Really? Why was it obliterated? If you have a plane that crashes into one place, you're going to have it crumple and you're going to have everything around that area. Now, I talked to Doug Rocky last night, and he used to be a black box...
like analyzer or something?
Yeah, analyzer. Investigator. And he told me how many meters a crash should be if you had no explosion. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This is an explosion if I've ever seen one.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people are saying, is that it was obliterated... And there's nothing bigger than a suitcase or a briefcase, they say. No body part's bigger than a briefcase, which I think that's kind of them to throw that in for all those, you know, very pain people in a lot of pain. But to me, it's way too soon to be announcing this. And a lot of people who are investigators were kind of on the blog saying, I'm sorry, I'm a crash investigator, and I think it's way too soon to be saying anything like this.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, people screaming in the back, and yet they heard this guy breathing normally all the way to the ground. But I think the very fact, though, that Lufthansa president did not listen to that, that's crazy. That is
absolutely
crazy.
I mean,
yeah.
Like you said, it's negligence.
And when he said, I only read the transcript, I was just like, my head was spinning. Now, the reporting of this is too much like 9/11. Because remember how they kept feeding you the information over and over again? Well, it's obvious that a plane hit the Pentagon.
Right.
Until everybody believed a plane hit the Pentagon.
Show us a video.
Yeah. And then why do I have pictures? And I do have pictures, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm going to release on 9/11, right after the alleged plane allegedly hit the Pentagon, and there is no plane.
Right.
And everything is strewn over on this wreck, the German Wings crash, is spread over miles and miles. It just doesn't make any sense.
That was the first thing that made me question this was, you know, if it went down in one area, then there wouldn't be that debris field.
That's right.
That's shown up.
That's right. And also in 2013, This guy, Lubitz, the pilot, Andreas Lubitz, was recognized as above average by the FAA in the United States. So he came across their screen in 2013. Now, are we looking at a Manchurian candidate? Are we looking at somebody they manipulated? I don't know. Are we looking at a SSRI antidepressant drug? I don't know. But we're looking at something that is not what they say it is. And then CNN says, lucky for us, 2 days before this plane went down, somebody took a picture of the inside of that plane, and we have it at CNN today. Well, it's a picture of a, you know, Airbus, so nobody in there. But a guy said he wanted a picture of an Airbus, and he provided it to us. How convenient. Isn't that just like when CNN had a guy riding on the plane?
Yeah,
just
Richard Quest.
Richard Quest, 4 days before the plane went down
with
or something.
With that co-pilot.
With the same co-pilot.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. CNN. God must be raining down his good graces on CNN. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about this. Come on, pilots. I want to hear from you. People with investigative experience, anybody that works on this kind of thing, I want to hear from you. 855-995-6923. We'll be back after this 3 minute break.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. gentlemen. Thank you for joining us and sharing about your world.
Go and tell that midnight rider
the truth. And that is something that is missing right now from CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and a number of other networks that are wanting to force this story down your throat. Now, I haven't heard from any pilots yet, and I'm really, really disappointed. I want to hear from some pilots. And I'd like to know, is there anybody that really, really buys this story after what we just talked about? Is there anybody that's really buying this story?
What we haven't got, I'd like for you to explain, what would be the agenda behind lying about this?
I think what happened is that there was a mechanical problem, and they don't want to have to admit, Lufthansa doesn't want to admit to a mechanical problem. I think there was a major mechanical problem, or an explosion, a bomb on board, they wanted to get rid of somebody that was on board, whatever. I kind of think so, because if you've got explosion here and the plane exploded, that could be from a mechanical problem too. So if the plane exploded, they don't want that liability. It's easier to say, he did it.
Right.
And I think that's where they moved to really fast. I think they got an... But now they've got a lot of people reporting, the French Air Force is reporting that there was an explosion and a loud noise. And then somebody else has reported there were military aircraft following them at takeoff. So we don't know. A lot of stuff's coming out of other people's opinions now, but they're going to continue to force this down your throat, which makes me wonder, because they're not even considering any other options. He did it. He did it.
Right.
He was a suicide maniac, and he wanted to take this plane down and destroy it. Now, here's something else that amazed me, is that they said that from 1992 to 2012, there have been around the world 7,244 air crashes. And 24 of those were assisted suicides. 24 of those plane crashes. Now, that's what CNN announced today. And I was sitting there thinking, what? We haven't heard that. Nobody's hearing.
Plane-assisted suicide.
Yeah, plane-assisted suicide. Oh, now all of a sudden we're hearing about it. Because they're saying, well, it's not that unusual. Plane-assisted suicide. Well, I guess if you're taking SSRI drugs...
Do they say gun-assisted suicide?
I don't think so.
Or knife-assisted suicide?
No.
Why plane-assisted suicide?
Because I needed something to call it, I think. But it's a kind of cute little term, you know. So anyway, the other thing is, they're saying now, well, we should be asking pilots if they're delusional. No, wait a minute. If a person is delusional, they probably don't think they are. You know that? They say, yeah, man, I am having some screaming demons in my head. Yeah, I am just like out there. What's a pilot going to say?
Yeah, I'm going to, make it so I don't have a job anymore.
Yeah,
real quick.
I think I'll kill this job fast and this career. Well, of course they're not going to say that. So now they want people to report other pilots. If you see them doing anything like taking a drink of alcohol, that might be a problem. I mean, it's just crazy. Absolutely crazy. Here they let them take SSRI drugs, but then say, well, we need to ask them if they're delusional.
Oh,
well, you shouldn't have anybody flying a plane who needs antidepressants.
That would be a good rule.
Here's a tip.
Yeah.
Those might be the people that would be involved in plane-assisted suicide. Oh, my gosh, this is so crazy. And then to go back to this president and CEO of Lufthansa who says, well, I didn't listen to the recording because I got a secretary who did the transcript for me. And I am going to make this announcement for all the world to hear based on what somebody wrote for me to say. I can't believe it. We got a 1 minute, 10 second break. We're going to be talking to Joel Salatin today about regulations on the farms and why do you need to be self-reliant. We'll be right back.